The decision to expel two of New Zealand's Te Pāti Māori MPs has left the party in disarray. Maria Meno Kupa-King and Takuta Ferris were dismissed this week in a unanimous vote from the party's National Council. The decision was announced by the party's co-leader, Debbie Nererua Packer.
Irreconcilable differences remained. This decision was not taken lightly. Many hoped the end would be reconciliation. It could not be achieved.
That's the co-leader of the Māori Party. Well, both expelled MPs have issued public statements calling their removal unconstitutional, with vows to appeal against the vote. Anna White is a senior political journalist at news outlet The Post and is the chair of the Parliamentary Press Gallery in New Zealand. Anna, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you.
How big is this story across the Tasman?
It's for the party. They have been going from strength to strength, having six MPs, and they just recently came home with a stomping by-election win with bringing in a new MP. It's pretty big for them. This is the scale of it. It's a third of their party they've just expelled, and the internal ructions are running deep. So it's not the end of the story. We are going to hear more, and it's definitely not going to be. And it's been going on since August. Like, this is a long running story.
Mm. And Anna, what led to this decision by the party council of the Māori Party?
There's a lot of confusion around this. We did ask, so we were at the press conference on Monday when Debbie Nererua Packer and Dawhiti announce this. It was kind of hard to understand why they got removed, and the MPs have also said that as well. On the background, so what kicked this off, Takuta Ferris, so he is the MP for Te Taitonga, which is like the South Island in Wellington, he did a post where criticising a Labour MP for having non-Māori helping with a Māori seat election. The party came out against that and he pushed back. On the other side, Maria Meno Kupa-King, so she's the other MP who was expelled, had allegations against her that of misspending, and there were allegations against her son, both which have pushed back on this. So that has been going on in the background. The co-leaders did try to explain what happened, but there are so many question marks left.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast, and I'm speaking with journalist Anna White about some ruptions for the Māori Party in New Zealand. Anna, the party made international headlines last year after several members performed the haka in Parliament. You were talking earlier about the strength of the party at the moment. How would you describe it?
Oh, right now it's not pretty. It's not good. There's a lot of. It does feel like the co-leaders and the party president. So his name's John Tamahiri. He has a lot of say in the party. It does feel like it is them against a massive faction between them and the other MPs at the moment. It'll be interesting to see what happens now. So the two MPs that were expelled are going to go against this ruling. But, I mean, the other options are they can either stay as independent MPs if that doesn't get overturned, create their own party. We do have legislation in New Zealand where you can, if someone isn't in your party anymore, you can expel them from Parliament, and that would trigger two by-elections, which are expensive. And we're about a year out from an election, so you probably wouldn't want to do that. So, yeah, that's they've got a few options. I'm sure there'll be something that happens next. I don't think this is the end of it.
Anna, good to talk to you this morning from New Zealand. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you.